When Kraft Foods announced yesterday that it will begin to cap portion sizes of single-serve items and stop marketing its products in schools, the company said it was acting in response to rising obesity rates, which it called a complex public health challenge of global proportions. But if the move also discourages a lawsuit, a Kraft spokesman said, that's fine with us. Many have speculated that the courtroom will be the new obesity battleground, with lawyers following on the model of successful tobacco litigation. Kelly Brownell, director of the Center for Eating and Weight Disorders at Yale University, says there are several possible motivations behind Kraft's decision.
One possibility is that well-meaning, public health-oriented people within the industry have finally been heard, and the companies are right-minded in making these changes. Another possibility is that they're frightened about public opinion going against them, litigation, and public health experts criticizing their practices. And another possibility is that they see the population changing its food preferences in the future, and they want to be the first on the scene. So it's hard to know why they're doing this exactly, but the fact they're doing it, I think, signals a landmark change in the way the food industry is going to do its business.
Well, let's look at a few things that they've proposed that they will do. One has to do with capping portion size of single-serve packages. What does that mean exactly?
Portion sizes are a very important issue. There's very clear science now showing that if people are served larger portions, they eat more, and they tend not to compensate for those extra calories in subsequent meals. That, combined with the fact that the portion sizes have grown so extreme, is a perfect recipe for overeating. So if a company is willing to make portion sizes reasonable and to market them as such, then I think we're a step ahead of the game.
It sounds like what you're saying is essentially this is up to any company to decide for themselves. There's no industry standard or guideline that dictates what a portion size should be.
There is no industry standard. In fact, if the rest of the industry doesn't follow Kraft, Kraft could be at a strategic disadvantage because Americans currently think that the more they get for a smaller price is good. But when it comes to food and that value leads to increased eating and overconsumption of calories, you have a problem. So if Kraft caps its portion sizes and other companies don't follow suit, Kraft could have some problems with that. That's why I think this is a fairly bold move. But I also happen to think, with Kraft being the largest food company in the United States, making such a move, that other companies are going to be forced to follow.
Do you see that happening? I mean, these are huge corporations with a lot of money on the line.
The corporations will be forced to change as public opinion changes. So this will partly be a top-down decision that the food companies will make, but also a bottom-up pressure that can be exerted by the population.
Do you get a sense, though, that there is any sort of groundswell of public support for these kinds of things? I mean, people, and especially kids, do love these foods and are flocking to them.
We're seeing the initial stages of a vast change in public opinion. Los Angeles recently got rid of the soft drinks in its entire school system. New York City has recently announced the same move. The fact that these changes have occurred at all is a sign of a big change in public opinion.
At the same time, it seems that there's a fair amount of skepticism among people. When a lawsuit was brought against McDonald's earlier this year saying that McDonald's was addictive and contributed to obesity among the kids who were bringing the suit, it was the subject of a lot of derision on late-night television and people saying, essentially, this is a choice you make.
A lot of people in the public are skeptical of the motives of the lawyers who are initiating the lawsuits. But what is occurring is that the obesity problem is getting a lot of attention because of the lawsuits, and then more public health-oriented maneuvers like getting rid of soft drinks and snack foods in schools become quite a possibility.
Kelly Brownell, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kelly Brownell is director of the Yale University Center for Eating and Weight Disorders.